Sono stato felice di vedere che la fede nella mia patria tedesca ha un volto giovane, che è viva e ha un futuro.
Faith in my native Germany has a young face. It is alive. It has a future, said Pope Benedict XVI Wednesday, as he retraced the steps of his recent 4-day visit to his native land before 20,000 pilgrims in St. Peter's Square for the general audience. They included groups from the church in Indonesia, accompanying their bishops at the beginning of the Ad Limina pilgrimage, from the Samoa Islands in the Pacific, from Kenya, and a children's choir from a South Korean Catholic school. He won a warm smile from Pope Benedict and applause from the crowds as they performed a hymn and traditional dance resplendent in traditional costumes. Young men embarking on their studies for the priesthood at the pontifical colleges, accompanied by their tutors, were also present this Wednesday, for whom the Holy Father had a particular word of encouragement.
My affectionate greeting goes to the students of both the Venerable English College and the Pontifical Irish College, as they take up their studies for the priesthood.
But before these greetings, Pope Benedict XVI had retraced the steps of this historic 4-day visit to Germany, his third visit since his election to the pontificate to his homeland, but his first unofficial state visit to the Federal Republic.
This past weekend, I made an apostolic journey to my native land of Germany, visiting the cities of Berlin, Erfurt, Eichsfeld and Freiburg. The theme of my visit, where God is as a future, was a reminder that it is God who gives ultimate meaning to our lives and as a source of all good, sustains our efforts to build a just, free, and flourishing society.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict XVI said both his meeting with the federal president and his address to the Bundestag gave him the opportunity to underline how, just as religion requires freedom, freedom also needs religion.
In Berlin, I had the honor of addressing the German parliament, while in Erfurt, a city linked to the memory of Martin Luther, I met the Council of the Evangelical Church in Germany and joined in an ecumenical service of prayer for Christian unity.
Earlier in his catechesis in Italian, Pope Benedict XVI spent greater time reflecting on this second stage of his German visit, his visit to Thuringia, which he said he had particularly wanted to give an ecumenical focus. He said once again in his meeting with members of the Council of the Reformed Protestant Churches in Germany, he saw how important our common witness of faith in Jesus Christ in today's world is, a world which often ignores God or has no interest in him. While, he added, we are also well aware that we can neither make faith nor the unity we so long for. A faith, he said, created by ourselves is of no value, and true unity is rather a gift from the Lord.
At Vespers in Etzelsbach and at Mass in Erfurt, I recall the strong traditions of faith and Christian witness which marks that region, and I urged all to persevere in holiness and to work for the renewal of society.
And then he moved on to Freiburg and the very festive reception he received from the faithful there.
Finally, at the prayer vigil in the Mass in Freiburg, I encountered so many young people whose faith in Christ gives great hope for the future of the Church in Germany.
Finally, before his return to the Vatican, the Holy Father reflected of how he spoke to 1,000 Catholics involved in the Church and in society in Germany, suggesting some reflections on the action of the Church in a secularized society, reflecting on the invitation for us all, as Catholics, to be free from material and political burdens, to reflect God more transparently.
I thank the choirs, including the children's choir from South Korea, for the praise of God in song. Upon all of you and work Almighty God's blessings of joy and peace.
And taking his leave from the pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square this Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI returned to his summer residence in the Roman Hills south of the Vatican City State, where he will remain until Saturday, October 1st. I'm Emma McCarthy.